So speaking of Omaha Storm Chasers and their promos, I'm proud to say I should really list it more prominently on my resume. You know, bigger and bolder than it already is. But I am a one-time champion of the balloon popping race.
Oh, wow.
With
no
my wife.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have a balloon, and then you run down, you grab one, you bring it back, and you have to pop it like three different ways mm-hmm. on your significant other.
Yeah.
There's a sitting one, there's a standing one, and then, I don't know, you just ram into each other on the third one. I can't remember how it went. I did win that in 2019. Also, at Rosenblatt Stadium as a kid, I participated in the corn versus steak versus beer race.
Yes.
I okay. was corn, and I lost to two of my friends.
Well, I heard that the steak and the beer tested positive for PEDs, yeah. So not your fault.
Yeah.
Not your fault.
They have yet to address the allegations.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Their silence is deafening. We'll reach out to steak again for comment regarding this incident in 2005. Mm-hmm. 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 Do you ever play any games on the field?
Not like that. No, I've never been picked.
I can't remember why. I don't know. We were sitting right behind the dugout, kind of in the area where they all go. I was like, mm-hmm. and they were like, "You guys want to do this?" I was like, "Yes,
yes."
Without even thinking about it,
without even asking my wife's opinion.
So then afterwards, we're leaving, and you know the players at Warner Park walk from the dugout down into that left corner, and there's their clubhouse is like past there.
Yeah.
So they have to walk kind of across the field to get out of there, and so they're all leaving and. They're kind of like waving at people who are waving to them in the stands. And for whatever reason, me and Brett Phillips, future World Series hero, Brett Phillips, lock eyes. And I was like, you know, just like, was like, good game or whatever. And he yelled, he's like, "Hey, you were the guy who won the balloon race."
Yes.
So that was officially my guy from then on out, Brett Phillips, who then went on like, 2 months later to be a World Series hero.
So if I could recap your story.
Please.
You inspired and motivated Brett Phillips mm-hmm. to become a champion. He saw your prowess on the field and said, "You know what? I can do better. I can become a winner."
If that's the conclusion that you want to draw, I'm not I wouldn't say that you're wrong.
It is. It is the conclusion I wish to draw from okay. that story. The data proves
I didn't say it. You did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're an inspiration.
Elsewhere in promotions, you know, they have the half court shots and, you know, make a free throw, layup at a three. And
yeah.
They also have at basketball games, they have the full court putt.
Yeah, that feels like a tough one.
So, it feels like depending on what the prize is, the hole is, you know, at Creighton games, they have like three different holes and it's like
yeah.
It's First National Bank, I think it is. And they have, you know, $50, $100 or $500 or something like that. That's not exactly it, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
So at the Louisville basketball game,
the Yum Center
at the KFC Yum Center,
uh-huh.
It's a full court shot, the length of the court.
It's a putt, right?
Sorry, putt. Yes,
okay,
thank
okay.
you.
Putt is a golf shot.
One very small hole on the total direct opposite side. I mean, couldn't be more than 6 inches.
Okay.
Wide. For a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. That's it. So a guy hits it last night at the KFC Yum Center. And it's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
And they're like, "Here's your bottle of Pappy Van Winkle." And while, you know, the retail value of the bottle of Pappy Van Winkle is, you know, it's an expensive bottle of bourbon. And the resale value is probably relatively high, maybe in the neighborhood. You know, you don't find them very often. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you could probably get $300 to $500 out of it or something like that. That's at least a $20,000 shot. I think the guy should be, he should be very angry.
What an odd prize.
I think so too. Like, they hand him the bottle as if it's a trophy.
I understand in that state, they are proud of their, you know, the products that they make. Yep. And I'm sure somebody thought, oh, we'll buy a local advertisement here and it won't cost us that much. It'll cost us a bottle. They'll put some signs up and, you know, we'll be in the market. But still, very, very odd.
That guy should be very angry.
Yeah.
I would be sitting there like, where's my thousand? Like at the minimum $1,000.
I would like some money now, please.
Please. Like, can't you get your sponsors to pony up here a little bit?
You want to do the bottle and some money.
Right.
Sure.
Or either that or make it more winnable.
Yeah.
At the women's basketball games this year, we have yet to have a winner in our First National Bank Dash for Cash. So they blindfold you.
Ooh.
And they put a bill on the floor and they spin you around. You get 30 seconds and the crowd directs you kind of where to find it. It's a good game.
That okay, yeah.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game for the fans too because they have to get involved. And every game that someone doesn't win, it goes up $100.
Ooh, okay, that's an interesting twist. I like this.
The next home game, which will be next Thursday, the prize will be worth, I believe, $1,200.
Oh, okay.
The stakes get higher.
Yeah.
Every week. So, and then the pressure grows as well. So I hope, I don't know how high we've gotten before, but I hope we get to the end of the season. It's like, it's $2,500 or something. Yeah, I don't, they probably have about 20 home games, something like that. It's like $2,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good bit.
Now, I assume the crowd would boo if you're far away, cheer if you get closer. Or?
What they normally do is I'm gonna stand up now.
Okay.
So what they normally do is they stand them at half court, and then they have their arms in a pointing direction, and they spin around, and then the crowd will stop them with their cheers.
Okay.
When they hit where the direction they're
go
supposed
to go.
Go to
the money. Okay. Okay.
Speed is important here.
Mm-hmm. How much time do I have? 30
seconds.
30 seconds. Okay.
So you have to make very quick decisions. This will be very decisive.
Yeah, you can't try and go, am I close?
Right.
Am I close? You got to...
And then you go. You bullet at whatever it is. Now, we've done it once, and maybe it'll just get to the point where it's the last game of the year and we need to give away the money, and this happens. But we have done it once where we put the bill right underneath their feet. They still have to grab it with their hands. They got to go on. The crowd's just going to be like, ah! It's kind of mean. It's kind of mean.
It would be mean.
Sipple's going to join us next on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.